Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, 24th day of the month of Elul here in the United States, and Yom Chamishi, 25th day of the month of Elul in Eretz Yisrael. Today is day 712, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. We daven for Refuah Shalema, for all in need. And we daven for the Chayalim, for the brave and incredible soldiers. The Rabboni Sholem, the Master of the World, safeguard them in their mission and bring them home safely to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi David Fine, Dean of the Barkai Center for Practical Rabbinics and Community Development in Modin, Israel, to share words of Dibre Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Fine solely reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chas, Chas Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, those being chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Fine will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for those being held hostage, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach, the Cholem, where Rabbi Fine will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call, reminder, email, you can do so by subscribing at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Fine.
Hi, you can hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Rabbi Fine.
Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi Herman. Thank you very much. It's really an honor to be part of this. And thank you all for, you know, your tefillot and all your wishes and acts of kindness. So this morning, and I'm in Israel, so as I heard the shofar blown in shul, I thought back to last night as I ran from Waffle Bar in Efrat to the public Mamad with my wife, son, daughter-in-law, and almost two-year-old grandson upon yet another siren sounding. I suddenly started to think about the shofar as compared to the siren. Both are clarion calls, and the Rambam, as we know, tells us in Hilchot Tshuva that the shofar contains a remez, a hint, but he tells us that it's a gezeirat hakatuv. We do it because God told us to do it, but there's a reason as well. Awaken, you sleepers, from your sleep. Examine your deeds. Return in repentance and remember your Creator are the exact words of the Rambam. That's what the shofar is there to do. And I believe that the siren, although primarily a warning, is also a call to us, a call to act. And since October 7th, I've tried to figure out what the siren was saying to me. Hundreds of times. In many ways, the siren says the same thing as the shofar, but the shofar is blown once a year, and we hear sirens these days almost every day. And to me, that says that we need almost daily reminders to do tshuva, to mend Israeli society that was torn before the war, and unfortunately, in many ways, despite the great unity that was brought about by the war, remains very divided now. But this is a chizakah. It's about what is right. And there is much that is right. And to talk about what is right, I want to turn to the upcoming Parshat HaShavua, which is Parshat Nitzavim. So Parshat Nitzavim, we always read, according to the Gemara, the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. And I believe that Nitzavim has a great message of hope, and that's why I want to talk about it. As we approach Rosh Hashanah, we have to hear the opening pasuk of Parshat Nitzavim and take it directly into our hearts. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kolchem. Now, after everything, you are standing today, all of you. After everything that we've been through this year, these past 2 years almost, some of us watching from America as war broke out here in Israel, and others of us living it almost minute by minute, Moshe says, you are standing. We're all still here, and none of us has given up. But why, I ask, or I don't ask, the Mefarshim asks, why does the Torah use the word nitzavim instead of the regular word omdim? That's the regular word for standing. Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch explains that nitzavim means standing, quote, upright and strong, even after terrible suffering. And traditional sources, many connect nitzavim to matseva. It's the same root, a monument that stays standing no matter what comes. So after this sometimes very brutal 2 years, Moshe's message hits us right where we need it. We are all still nitzavim. We're all still standing, and we haven't been knocked down. And here I am, still running to Mamad's with my family, but also still standing in shul this morning hearing the shofar. The sirens haven't broken us. They've awakened us just like the shofar. And notice what comes next in the parsha. The Torah doesn't just say, all of you, kolchem, it says that, but then it lists every group, leaders, elders, officials, regular people, children, women, gerim, even woodcutters and water carriers, wood choppers and water carriers. So the question is, why does the Torah need to do that? The Torah just said, kolchem, all of you, we know who all of you are. So the Orach Chaim explains that nitzavim means to stand guard. What does that mean? Each person has to be positioned exactly where they need to be to do their part. This isn't just about surviving or about being on defense. It's about using even difficult times such as war as a trigger for positive change. And as you all know, here in Israel, we've seen this war bring about greater unity, more caring for each other, and communities coming together in ways that we haven't seen before, previous to the war. And we know that on Rosh Hashanah, we believe in tshuva, that we have the power to change ourselves. But Moshe is telling us that we also have the power to help transform our world. The water carrier isn't just hanging on, right? He's positioned where his life-sustaining work serves everyone. Each of us, wherever we are, is standing nitzavim, planted firmly in our own place and ready to help bring about positive change. So this year, or these 2 years, I keep on saying this year because it's almost at the end of a year, the Jewish year, but it really is almost 2 years, has been a time when it was easy to feel powerless wherever we are. But Moshe reminds us that we're all partners in this story. Each of us has our unique role. Some of us dealing with the more immediate crisis, others working the long-term political and social battles, but all of it matters. That's the point. All of us have a role, and all of it matters. All of it is part of standing nitzavim. So the sirens here call us to daily tshuva, to fix what needs fixing. But the shofar reminds us that even in crisis, we are still Hashem's people, still standing strong, still part of an eternal brit. Whether we're running to mamads or davening in more distant shuls, we're all standing nitzavim together. So Israel is still standing because the Jewish people everywhere are still standing, not just getting by, but standing by with purpose, with mission, knowing that we're all here for a very important reason. And like that matseva, like that monument, right, we endure and we transform challenges into opportunities for growth. So as we head into Rosh Hashanah very, very soon, and we read Parshat Nitzavim this Shabbos, Moshe's message is quite clear, right? We've all made it through this year. We're all standing strong. The shofar calls us to do tshuva, but also reminds us we are still here, still part of this incredible story. And just as I heard that shofar this morning after running to the shelter last night, we move from defense to hope, from sirens that warn to shofars that inspire, ready for whatever comes next, ready to help bring the change and peace we all pray for. So that concludes my brief remarks. And now I'll get to the Tehillim. Hold on 1 second. I just want to preface this with I have a son in Gaza right now. In fact, we went to Efrat last night to see him before he went back. He was off for a few days. He's in the midst of a 3-month milulim, and I have another son likely going there on Monday on our Rosh Hashanah. So I'm just saying that because I've not been able to read the tefillah for the Chayalim since October 7th without like breaking down. So I'm going to try my best, but you'll understand. Okay, so we're going to say Tehillim Achaf. Amatzeach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzara Yitzagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Adrachah Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadaka. Yitzkor Akom Mikotecha V'yolecha Yitashen Sela. Yitem Lekach V'avacha B'kol Atzacha Yimaleh. Niranina B'shu Atzacha B'shem Mohin Yilgo Yimaleh Adonai Kol Mishal Atzacha. Ata Yadati Ki Yoshi Adonai Mishichal Yanehim Mishme Kadsho Bigvur Yeshem Yimino Eile Barecha V'yile Basusim Menachu B'shem Adonai Mohin Azkir Hema Karov V'nafalu V'anachu Kamnu V'nitodad Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Yanehinu V'yom Karenu Mizmor L'David Adonai Ro'i Lo Aksar Al yitem lamer ragacha, al yanum shomracha, hine lo yanum vo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomracha, Adonai tzulcha yanim minacha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakaka v'yarech balayla, Adonai shmorcha mikorai yishmor nafshecha, Adonai shmor tzecha v'lecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Shir ha-malot, yomam ha-kim kratich Adonai, Adonai shema b'kol yitien ezdech v'hashivot l'kol tachanonai, im avonot tishmariya, Adonai mi'amod, kim chasuicha l'man tivarei. Kiviti Adonai kiptan nashivu v'roho, chalti nafshi l'Adonai mishamrim laboker, shamrim laboker, yachal Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai ha-chesed, v'arbei mofidut, v'hu yifzed Yisrael, nikol avonotav. And finally, kufnem ben, maskil David, biotob v'mara, tefila koli, el Adonai ezak koli, el Adonai elchanan. Eshpoch lufanav sikhis, terati lufanav bagid, bifatev alai ruchi, v'yatay yadzata dintivati, v'orach zu ahalech tamnu fachli. Habeit yamin, ure'e v'en li makir, av Adonai Amarti Ata Maksi Chalki Be'Eretz Chaim Hakshiva Elinati Kidaloti Maot Hatzileni Mirafai Ki Amtsu Mimeni Hotzia Mimaskeren Nafshi Lehodot Atzmacha Bi Yachtiru Tzadikim Ki Tigmol Alai. And now Achenu Kol Beit Yisrael Hanitunim Betzara V'Shev Yehamdin Bein Bayam Uvein Bayavasha HaMakom Yerachem Alehem Yotem Mitzal Uvracha Miyafel Lura Mishibudu Gula Hashabah Vavzman Kariv. And Omar, amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, amen. Mishaberach lechayalei tzahal. Mishaberach avetzen Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Hu yivarech lechayalei tzva hagana l'Yisrael v'anshei kochot ha-bitachon ha-amdim ha-meshmar arcinu v'harei Eloheinu m'gvuha ha-levanot v'yabibar mitzrayim u'min ha-yam ha-gadol ad levo ha-rava u'v'chol makom shehem v'yabasha v'avir v'yam yitein Adonai et avinu ha-kamim aleinu n'gafim lefnehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatzil Echai Elinu Mikol Tzra V'zikam Mikol Nega Machala V'yishlach Bracha V'hatzlacha B'chol Maseh Yideihem V'yadber Soninu Tachtehem V'yatrem B'chetar Yishua V'atar Nisachon V'kuyam Bahem HaKatu Ki Adonai Elohechem Ha'olech Imachem V'ilachem Lachem Imoy V'chem L'oshia Elchem V'nomar Amen. V'mishaberach for the Shruyim V'mishaberach Avotinu Avraham Tzav Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'aron David Shlomo, who yivarech v'yishmor v'yintzor and adreit tzva hagna l'Yisrael u'shvuyav ve'kol acheinu hanitunim b'tzara v'shivya bavur shekol ha'kal ha'kadosh ha'zem v'pala bavuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimaleh rachamim aleihem v'yotzihem mi'choshech v'tzamavet v'mosrotehem minatek v'mitzukotehem yoshihem v'yishivem mehera l'chek mishukotehem yodzu l'adonai chasdav v'nifotav v'zne adam v'kuyam b'hem mikrash ha-katu u'f'diyev v'na yishivun u'val v'tzion b'rina v'simchat olam ha-rosham sason v'simcha yasigu v'nasu yagol v'nacha v'nomar amen. And finally, the Mishaberach for the Cholim, as Rabbi Herman said, we'll pause for everyone to insert the names of the people that they're specifically davening for. Mishaberach Avotenu Avraham Tzak V'Yaakov Moshe V'aron David Shlomo Hivarech ha-cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachrimam Rapotam Lachazikam Lachayotam Yishlach Lehem Meher Rafu Shlemam Min Shemayim L'cho Ivarehem U'l'cho Gidehem B'toch Shar Chole Yisrael Rafu Ad HaNefesh Rafu Ad HaGuf Hashka Bagala V'zvan Kariv V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Fine. So wonderful to have you on. We look forward to Zerat Hashem. We've got to have you back on the program in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, Please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. I also want to thank our producer extraordinaire, Rebecca Levy, for all of her logistical coordination behind the scenes. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.